Hey there, friends. Welcome to my first podcast. I am so excited about this. I have so much to share with all of you. I hope I inspire you. I hope I make you laugh. I hope I entertain you. And I'm sitting on the floor in my studio right now. If you hear some choking in the background, that's my little rescue dog, Vinny. He is sitting right next to me choking. I'm not sure what, but he's okay. He's always in all my videos and apparently now my podcasts. He's 13 years old and he's been my little buddy. He's my rescue guy for the last 11 years. He's 13 years old and they found this little guy on the streets when he was two and he's been my buddy ever since. Hope you guys like dogs because him and my other little rescue pup, Napoleon, will probably be coming around a good amount during my podcast. So here you have it. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my first podcast. I've been wanting to do this for the last maybe 6 months or so. I've had it on my 10-10-1 list. I'll explain what that is in just a little bit, but I've been writing it down basically in my journal every day out of the 10 things I want to accomplish in 10 years. I have huge goals like getting paid $10,000 to speak on stages alongside some of my favorite business mentors. In addition was starting my own podcast and getting paid sponsorships from it. I was reading an article from Gary Vee recently, and he shared how to start your own podcast. It was as simple as 1, 2, 3. So I thought I'd talk about this for the first podcast, business related. Basically, I've been a hairstylist for 24 years and I've been a business owner for a decade, and I teach an online academy called Glam Harris Academy. My company's name is Glam Harris. And it's a 9-module course. I launched it during the pandemic. My business mentor strongly urged myself and a few others to launch our course, even if it wasn't ready yet. I was planning on launching it months later, but I basically had it all ready to go. I just didn't have the videos edited and whatnot. So she had recommended I just do live teachings. So I teach my course. It's been once a week. We're going on week 8 right now, this week, in a private Facebook group to other small business owners. They are hairstylists and makeup artists, although the course is relevant for anybody who is a service-based business owner. And I teach 9 modules, basically how to market yourself, how to make more money, how to work smarter, not harder, how to set up your website, how to build your team, how to send out weekly emails, how to manage your business on social media. This coming up week is on how to simplify, because I've taught a lot in the first 7 modules. So basically I'm like, okay, now we need to simplify our business, and here's the ways that I recommend you doing it. So that's how that is. And then I've taught in the meantime. I decided I had been speaking with hundreds of hairstylists, asking them what their main issue was with running their own business. It was two things. One was, I need to make more money and I need more butts in my chair. The second one is, I need to manage my social media better. I have no online presence. I don't know where to start. I don't know what to post. So I do absolutely nothing. It's intimidating. I don't want to do it. I know I have to, but I don't know where to go. So luckily, for my main course, Glam Harris Academy, the bonus that they're going to get is a 90-minute workshop on how to achieve success on social media. So I took that portion out of the academy. The students will still get that on week 10 after they go through all 9 modules. But I taught just that part of the course, and I made it a workshop, and I sold it for a much lesser amount, and I had students take this 90-minute workshop course on how to achieve success in social media, because I just honestly really want to help out other small business owners. I can speak to the beauty world so easily and so well because I'm in it. I've been a hairstylist for 24 years, running my own business for the last decade with a team of 14 ladies and gentlemen helping me run it. But I just want to help other people. I see all these stylists feel kind of like down and not as confident or positive or happy with running their business. They have clients that drive them nuts. They all say, I'm not charging enough money. And they're just kind of unhappy. They love the job itself, but they could just be so much happier. So I just want to help everybody I can create a better business. So that's why I started Glamorous Academy, and that's why I taught this workshop course just recently last week. So at least the stylists or people in the beauty world can start working on marketing themselves on social media. if you put a post on social media, you can always take it down right away. So it's not a big deal. I'm like, especially like Instagram or Facebook story, it's only up for 24 hours. So I'm trying to push them to post 5 days a week at least. I gave them a specific posting schedule. So that's what the workshop course was last week. And so now I thought I would just talk about one thing that I've talked about in many other ways, but this is just so important. I came up with this cute little PDF. My graphic designer, Jackie, made it really pretty. I came up with all the verbiage and she made it pretty. And I give this to people when they sign up for my weekly emails. But I'm going to go over it briefly on my first podcast because I think it's really important. And when I've taught this before in other classes, I get a lot of great feedback from it. So the five ways to attract high paying clients. This is what I'm going to talk about today on my podcast. And maybe I'll talk a little bit more about personal stuff, but I want to just make sure I give you guys really good value and you're really coming to my podcast to get entertained, like while you're walking your doggies or while you're driving to work or while you're cleaning the house. I want to inspire you if you have a business, even if you don't have a business, this will help you out. And then some personal stuff. I'm just going to share personal stuff behind the scenes, what's going on over here at my house with my fiance and my two rescue pups, and just what life is like as a 44-year-old gal with two rescue pups living in the West Loop of Chicago. So, five ways to attract high-paying clients. One, you have to be 110% professional 110% of the time. I feel like this goes without saying, but I'm going to really hit it home with my examples. So I have an in-home studio, our second bedroom, I take clients out of. And I also teach my courses and stuff in here. So this is my workspace. I'm sitting on the floor right now. I'm on the carpet, sitting next to my little Vinny. And you just have to be 110% professional. One day a week, I rent a station at a salon. So some things you can't completely control. Like I can control every part of the setting when my clients come to my home. But when I'm at the salon, I can't control everything. And then I also do house calls around the city. My team and I do hair and makeup for wedding parties and special events. But then I do house calls for like cuts, color, keratin treatments, wardrobe editing appointments, things like that. Like if, for example, if people come to my in-home studio, I have music on, I have candles lit. I know my clients. I've been doing their hair for a long time. I know if they like LaCroix. I know if they like white wine. I know what kind of white wine they like, if they like white wine. I know if they like tea as opposed to coffee. So I always have their favorite beverage on hand. I always have a little candy dish with some candy here. And believe me, my clients love the candy dish. My grandma always had one when we went to her house, and my brother and I were always digging in there and we loved it. And I have her old candy dishes in my home for when people come over to snack on little chocolates or mints or whatnot. I know it's silly, but I just think of all the little things. I always have all of the product that they might want to purchase. Anything that they would potentially want to purchase, it's in my in-home studio. Or if I'm going to their home, I ask them, hey, I'll see you tomorrow. Can't wait to see you. Are you out of your hairspray? Do you need shampoo and conditioner? I always text them and say, hey, do you need anything? They take a look in their closet or their, you know, in their bathroom, and they let me know. Even if they don't need anything, I want them to always know I'm thinking about them when they're not in my chair. So it might be right before the appointment or right after the appointment, but I just want them to know I'm always thinking them. So I always want to be prepared. I hated when I worked at a big salon for the first 14 years of my career, and I talk about these products and the clients are ready to buy it. They're all excited. We go to the front desk to check out. Oh, we ran out of that. I hated that. I thought that was so unprofessional. But again, as an employee, there was really nothing I could do. It was a big corporate salon, and that's it. But anyway, so just be professional. Of course, you know, try to run on time as much as you can. Sometimes I run over with one client. I just make sure I over communicate with the next client. I'm running a few minutes late or whatever the deal is. And then just have the products that they would want to buy. I sell custom accessories. So if I know a client is going to like a special event that day, I could think of one client off the top of my head. Usually when we do her extension touch up, she has now four kids. She's going to like an event that weekend. We usually book it on like a Friday or a Saturday. And I always message her, hey, you got your outfit ready? Do you need any accessories for your special event? And she'll say, oh yeah, I need a new pair of earrings. Here's the dress I rent the runway, that kind of thing. So I always am prepared. I can't stress that enough. So just be 110% professional 110% of the time. So number two, on what I was talking about just a little bit ago, make her feel special. And now I feel like this goes without saying. Of course, when she or he is in your chair, you make them feel special. But I'm talking about like when they leave. Do you send them a text like, hey, how is your hair? Like if I just cut off my client's hair like 8 inches and I changed her color, I always reach out like a week later. And then if something like, if it was her birthday or let's say her honey lost her job or something else happened in their life that's kind of big, I'll say, hey, I hope you had a great birthday and how's your hair? So that kind of thing. So reach out to them when they're not in your chair. If you make your client feel special, they will never leave you. They will stay with you as a client until the day you stop doing whatever service you do. For me, it's hair, obviously. So just think about that. Whatever way you can make her feel special, and it doesn't have to be all your clients, maybe just some of your favorites or some of the clients that, you know, would really appreciate a separate text from you. You know your clients, so just try to think about that. And speaking of knowing your clients, number three, you have to talk your ICA's language. What the heck is ICA? ICA is the same thing as ideal client. But what I learned when I was in B school, Marie Forleo's B school, is ICA's ideal customer avatar. How do you figure out who your ICA is? If you've been a stylist, let's say, for over a year, you probably have an ICA. You just have to be aware of it. So I've had clients for 24 years, so I have ICAs. So what's an ICA? It's someone like specifically, if you're going to market something in an email, in a blog, on a social media post, you think of that specific client that would be purchasing that product or service. So let's say I have an upcoming bride. She's 30 years old. She's never been married. She lives in the city. She's got blonde hair. She works in marketing. She's got a big family. She's, you know, Italian. A family is very important. Like, she wants dramatic big hair for her wedding. She has one dog. She travels to Hawaii every year with her family. So, she reads this blog. She reads this magazine. She follows this person on Instagram. You make a list of specifically what she does, what her passions are, what her pain points are, and then you speak to it or to her whenever you're creating something you're trying to market. So if it's an upcoming bride and I know she wants dramatic long hair, let's say the bride's name is Stephanie and I know she's getting married in 6 months and I really think she'd love custom clip and extensions from Glam Hairs and I'm trying to market that specific product, I will say, I'll pretend I'm talking to Stephanie, like literally talking to her as I'm writing the email that I'm marketing about it with, or the blog, or the social media post. I'll pretend, I won't say, hi, Stephanie. I'll pretend I'm talking to her and say, if you want dramatic hair for your wedding, you should consider clip and extensions, or whatever I'm trying to sell. So you want to speak your ICA's language. If you don't have an ICA, you can make one up. And then anytime you're writing anything in your marketing, on your website, social media posts, blogs, newsletters, you pretend you're writing to that specific person. So just after you're done listening to this podcast, go make a list of who your ICA is. Give her a name, eye color, hair color, height, what she does for a living, what she does in her free time, that kind of thing. And so when you're speaking and marketing your product or services, you will always be speaking to this specific person. So I have a few different ICAs. Like, I have clients that, let's say, get keratin treatments that are in their 60s, and they have grown children. So if I'm marketing a keratin treatment to one of those clients, I'll speak quite differently than I would if I was marketing to a 30-year-old bride who doesn't have any kids and who's not and never been married yet. So just keep that in mind. So that's the third thing. And the fourth thing is, so let's recap for a moment. You want to be professional. You want to make her feel special. You want to speak your ICA's language. You also, you want to make sure, you just need to have the guts. When it all is said and done, you need to have the guts to charge your worth. But one more thing before that. Show your expertise. Sorry, that's number four. The last one is number five, have the guts. I don't know what I was thinking. So I made a mistake. Sorry, friends. So number four, show your expertise. Show what you know. Show in your social media posts, in your blogs, and in your emails, newsletters, whatever it is. Create videos. Like as a hairstylist, we know a million things. Our clients ask us a million questions. I can honestly say every single video that I've ever recorded, any how-to video, is from something I've heard two or three clients ask me or more. How do I put in clip and extensions? How do I wash them? How do I do a top knot? How do I get height in my hair? How do I tease my hair? What do I do with my hair on day two? Blah, 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 like on and on and on. So I do videos, how-to videos, hair tutorial videos on how to do X, Y, and Z, what people have asked me about. It can even just be like, let's say, a product that you sell. Like, I love this hairspray from Kenra. I use this dry shampoo from Big Sexy, this volumizing dry shampoo. I have a glam hairs wonder comb I sell. I sell custom accessories, wigs, clip-in extensions, things like that. So I show behind the scenes, like I show my expertise, like how do you put in clip-in extensions? Oh, and you think these look pretty and you want them? Here, you can order them from me. Oh, you like these accessories, this, you know, fall scarf? Here, here's the link to order them. That kind of thing. This dry shampoo, I love it. I'll talk about it. I'll just talk about the benefits of it, how you use it. And then when they come in my chair next time, and I talk about dry shampoo, they're like, oh, that's right. Can I buy that dry shampoo? Because they've already seen me talking about it, quote unquote, selling it, marketing it on my social media posts, in my weekly newsletters, in my emails, on my blogs, things like that. So to recap, how to attract high paying clients is one, be 110% professional 127% of the time. Two, show your expertise. Show behind the scenes too. Show people how hard you work to run your business, to create color formulas, to manage your team, to manage all the things that go on with running a business, especially when you have a million clients involved. Show your expertise, talk your ICA's language, make her feel special. And the last thing is you just need the guts. You need the guts to charge your premium pricing. That's literally all it is. You don't need more people in your chair. You need the people that are in your chair to spend more money with you. But the cool thing is it's a win-win for everyone. You're not taking advantage of your clients. You're providing a more value, more service, more products for them. You're just talking about them in all of it in your marketing plan when they're not in your chair. It makes it convenient for them. They look at you as the expert. They're happy. You make more money. You're happy. That's it. So as we go back to work to taking our clients after quarantine is over, you can start implementing all this, or actually you can start implementing it in advance. But I don't know, I'd say these are the five ways that I've come up with on how to attract high paying clients, because people ask me about it all the time. I'm like, okay, let me sit down and make a little list. And when someone signs up for my weekly emails, I send them an enticing freebie. Like, here's my freebie, sign up for my weekly emails here. Here's my enticing freebie to sign up for my emails. I'm going to give you this cute little PDF. Now, if you've heard this from me and you don't have it yet, you can go to glamharris.com/mindset. That will send you to a direct link where it'll give me a notification that you signed up for my weekly emails, and I will send you this in my pretty PDF form that Jackie, my graphic designer, created for me. Anyway, you guys, I hope you enjoyed my first podcast. This was literally everything off the cuff. I didn't read from a script at all. I hope that this gave you value and inspiration. And thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Mwah!